Then Mark, what I need is the list of people that the congressional people that are coming, that have been invited to or are coming to the chief dinner. You done that?
Yeah.
Great, and then I'll talk to you about the other dinner. And Mark, before you come in, to also check to see on the approval whether or not we can have 20 acres as well. It's a very large room. I think they can have 20 to 24 in there. See what I mean? Yeah, yeah. See, it's much bigger than the family dining room. You can get me a check and then come right back in. Dave Rosa sent me to give me some names, and then I can work out the list with you. Well, it's not a...
Well, it is, because that's the thing. If we can't do this sort of checking in here, we had to check with the vets. They've been working on what their plans are, which they've been joking around too. There's also crossfire between them and Henry as to where they're going to. I think we've got somebody, and I know there's somebody over there that's met with the vets, because they think this is their operation, and they're planning to have their joint chiefs of staff and the secretary.
They don't want
to welcome the people home. surprised they haven't hit somebody on the undersecretary, because they've sort of been close to agreement a half a dozen times on people.
I don't think we should have a full opportunity with this bipartisan leadership.
Okay.
Well, this is not your problem. I'm just asking that the Republican Jeffs can only
do it with the
bipartisan.
Well, if you're going to bring the POWs in, just let's get that part of it. Get that picture instead of the.
Well, that's the next one. I want to pull it off. We can keep it on top of it. Well, that was good. This list, were the speaker invited?
Scott saying still.
No, you got 16 without.
Thank you.
to 24, that's my point. And then have Bill Timmons make the calls, so that, because he's, he then picks up brownie points with these guys as to which one's getting the invitations, is either Sonic or our little friend.
That's a good idea for Bill now to explain your policy, so they don't start wondering before they eat dinner why they aren't here.
Yeah.
Or something. You have to say, no, that your approach to state dinners in the second term overall is going to be not to have the same people over and over by their rank, but rather to have a whole range of congressional
people. But to get some of the other new leaders in, for example, who have not been here before. And however, the president is very, wants to be sure that the leaders know that anytime they would like to come.
If they have a special reason.
If they have a special reason for coming, they would like to come, and he would like them to come to one of the early dinners in any event. For example, we have Prime Minister Meyer, would you like to come to that? And Scott will say yes. He'll say yes to both, but he's not going to get both. See?
Well, he should, Bill should just say, which would you prefer?
Yeah, which you prefer? As small as you were having.
Small as
you were having. Senior Sato.
Big dinner
for very, very heavy dinner, but a very good, a bit of a former Prime Minister of Japan, or a dinner for the Prime Minister of Israel.
That raises another question, which Bill Rogers has raised with you. Through Henry, as to whether you want
to officers.
No, whether you want to have a dinner for the same. He's got a new bride now, you know, and he thinks he puts great store by the little dinner you give for him. And
all right,
there, Bill is saying if you don't want to, he'll have the dinner for him. But
when
we schedule the visit without a dinner,
when is
it?
Next week. Well, could be next. Any next? What is
got, it's a lot of your time. Well, it is promised to be ready to close.
The toast is that difficult.
You save that one the same, and you had to see him in the office anyway. As long as you got here and have to see him in the office,
I would make them all. I would make them all informal visits with a dentist.
Yeah.
And I see them one day.
Yeah.
You have formal visits.
Yeah.
I have a return call, right?
And now it's starting. You know, Henry's pushing it, and you're starting to get more and more into the Camp David stuff and the other goodies.
No.
As we get into them, who gets a little bit more than someone?
No. Why did Camp David now?
He.
Well, no, I promise.
That's just for sure. No.
Not
that,
sure.
Incidentally,
I'm not going to say that.
The British have now raised the question of whether they would very much like to have a luncheon for you at the embassy. And they've raised the question of whether Henry thinks you might want to do it just to show special favor because of you've never done it except for Pompidou.
I'll do it.
And you go to Camp David anyway, so you could go to the embassy for lunch and then take the helicopter from the Naval Observatory right by the embassy there and chop her up to Camp David.
Right.
Good. It would be a sign of special favor that he thought you might want to do since they stood with you.
Right. But that will turn out all others in the future. You say that was personal. You understand? I don't want Henry to push me on any other lunch anymore, so I'm not going to go to
He is really pushing on this one. He said, I think you ought to raise it because the president might want to do it as a show of special favor. There's no problem if he does want to do it.
I don't know.
They'd love to do all that stuff, you know. Prime Minister did for you.
Affirmative editorial so that I can know whether we're getting across the point, you know.
something, we got to cover so that